Welcome back to the America Pray Now podcast, a podcast for people of prayer. Please note that we will be releasing new podcasts on Tuesday of each week. Today, we will hear from America Pray Now Assistant Director, Ken Miller.
Today, we're delving into one of the most powerful prayers recorded in the New Testament. It's Paul's prayer for the believers in Ephesus, found in Ephesians chapter 1, beginning with verse 15 to and continuing through verse 21. But before I unpack the prayer itself, let's set the stage with a look at Paul's ministry in Ephesus, a city that was both spiritually hungry and fiercely resistant to change. Paul's ministry in Ephesus is recorded for us in Acts chapter 19. Ephesus was a major city in Asia Minor, known for its wealth, culture, and especially its devotion to the goddess Artemis. Her temple was one of the seven wonders of the ancient world, and her worship was deeply intertwined with the city's economy and identity. Paul arrived in Ephesus during his third missionary journey. Acts 19 tells us he first encountered disciples who had only recently received John's baptism. Paul taught them about Jesus and baptized them, and they received the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues and prophesying. There were 12 in all. He preached boldly in the synagogue for 3 months, but when opposition grew, he moved to the lecture hall of Tyrannus, teaching daily for 2 years. God performed extraordinary miracles through Paul. Handkerchiefs and aprons touched him, healed the sick, and drove out demons. A dramatic moment came when Jewish exorcists tried to invoke Jesus' name without true faith, and the evil spirit responded, "Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you?" And the demons attacked them. This led to widespread repentance. People burned their magic scrolls publicly, worth about 50,000 drachmas, we're told. A massive act of spiritual transformation. But not everyone was pleased. Demetrius, a silversmith who profited from making Artemis dolls, stirred up a riot, fearing Paul's message would ruin his business and their trade. The city was thrown into chaos, but Paul's ministry endured. Ephesus was a place of miracles, confrontation, and deep spiritual awakening. And it's to these believers, many of whom had turned from idolatry themselves, that Paul writes his prayer in Ephesians 1. We understand, according to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3, that Paul left Timothy in Ephesus to instruct certain people not to teach false doctrines any longer. It's later recorded in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 21 to 22, that Paul sent his disciple to Ephesus with this letter and also to replace Timothy. Now let's look at the prayer recorded for us in Ephesians chapter 1, beginning with verse 15. Paul writes, "Therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward those of us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ Jesus, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand of the heavenly places." So in verse 15 to 16, Paul gives thanks. He begins by thanking God for the Ephesians' faith in Jesus and their love for all the saints. It's a reminder that spiritual growth begins with gratitude, recognizing the work God has already done. Paul then asks God to give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that they may know him better. Verse 17 says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. It's a reminder that this isn't just intellectual knowledge. It's to be revived in the knowledge of him. It's relational. It's experiential. Paul wants them to truly know God, not just know about him, but know him intimately. In verse 18, Paul says that Their hearts need to be enlightened to understand the hope to which they've been called. He prays that the eyes of their hearts would be enlightened to grasp the hope of their calling. This hope isn't wishful thinking. It's the confident assurance of eternal life and purpose in Christ. Paul continues. He wants them to know that the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, this speaks to their identity and value in God's eyes. They're not just forgiven, they are treasured by God himself. And finally, in verses 19 to 21, Paul prays that they would understand the incomparable great power available to believers. This is the same power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead and seated him at the right hand of the Father, far above all rule and authority. Paul's prayer is packed with spiritual insight. He moves from thanksgiving to revelation, from hope to inheritance, and finally to power. It's a prayer that lifts the eyes of the believer from earthly struggles to heavenly reality. Why does this prayer still matter? Paul's prayer isn't just for the Ephesians, it's for us as well. In a world filled with distraction, doubt, and spiritual confusion, we need divinely inspired and fresh revelation. We, like they in Ephesus, need wisdom to know God intimately. We need hope that anchors us to our purpose and call, and a sense of worth and inheritance in Christ, and confidence in the power of God working in us. This prayer, Paul's prayer, invites us to live with enlightened hearts, to see beyond the surface and grasp the depth of what it means to belong to Christ. Pray with me. God, grant us your spirit of wisdom and revelation, that we may know you deeply. Open the eyes of our heart to the hope we have in Christ. Remind us of our worth as your beloved inheritance, and empower us with the same strength that raised Christ from the dead. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for the America Pray Now podcast. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, we also publish a magazine on prayer that is free of charge and can be delivered directly to your home. You can sign up for this magazine on our website at americapraynow.com. In addition to our weekly podcast, we also meet in 16 different cities every month to pray in person. Most of our in-person prayer meetings are in Virginia, and we also have meetings in Maryland, West Virginia, Delaware, and North Carolina. Please see our websites for times and dates. Until next time, may God bless you.